Morning, Audio Boo Land. I'm erming again, aren't I? I erm a lot. I need to unerm is what I need to do. Anyway, I just did it again. I've been looking through all my cupboards and stuff, and all my old papers and stuff, and I managed to find what I was looking for, but it's taken me almost an hour to find bits and bobs. What I was looking for is old press clippings from things that I've done in the past. I wrote for a TV series a few years ago. It was some years ago. It was back in 2001. There was a great article in one of the science fiction magazines about that, which I'd cut out at the time and filed away. Of course, my filing system is complete pants. So I really had to kind of root through all my papers. And then, of course, I came across something else that was interesting. I came across another article about me and something I was doing, a short film I made, Me the Musical, over here in Denmark. And they did an article in Jyllands-Posten about that, and that was back in 2003. So that was quite good to come across that. I'm going to scan that and preserve that. I'm going to scan the other article too. And of course, with 100 Stories for Haiti, I've had quite a few other articles written about that, featuring yours truly. And really, this whole experience of this morning has just taught me something. If you have press clippings about yourself, really cut them out and scan them and put them on your hard drive, or at least find some kind of system where you know exactly where they are, because you never know when these press clippings are going to come in handy. For example, now I'm actually applying to do a course in multimedia design later in the year, and of course I'm having to submit a CV, and they want me to also back up some of my claims in my CV. Of course, yeah, if I start saying I've written for television and I've made short films and I've done this and that and put together a charity anthology, 100 Stories for Haiti, of course they want me to provide proof that I've actually done these things. And press clippings are perfect, because of course they're written by other people, they're very, very public. And of course, you know, it absolutely proves that, you know, I did do all those things. So, yeah, a little kind of lesson really that I learned this morning is, if you're a writer or you're someone, or a podcaster, or you're someone who's, you know, doing something that's a little bit in the public eye, then if you have articles written about your press clippings made about, or, you know, you have articles written about you in magazines or the press, cut them out and preserve them. Scan them probably is the best thing to do, which is what I'm doing now with my press clippings, because they're getting a bit, their paper, they're getting a bit worn around the edges. But find a way to funnel away and keep them. Otherwise, one day you're going to spend a whole hour rooting through all your old papers trying to find them. So that's a little tip. I guess I'm maybe going to start sharing some tips now and again. And this is one of the press clippings. Find a way to preserve them. All right, have a really good day, everybody. I'm going to get on with scanning these press clippings and getting my application finished and done. See ya.